学口语就来早安英文。
Winter 答粉丝提问时间，
经常有同学来后台留言，然后问 Winter 说，单词书实在是太难啃了，真的很难很难坚持下来，每次才背到 A， 然后就背不下去了。那就问我有什么背单词的秘诀吗？其实啊，大多数人背单词都是为了应付一个短期的考试，所以呢，就这个需求啊，只会伴随你就是很短的一段时期。但是其实在学英语的整个道路上呢，记单词是一个非常非常重要的部分。那我们要做的呢，不能是单纯的死记硬背，而是要不断的积累，而且不断的扩充自己的词汇量。所以今天呢，我想跟大家推荐一个对积累词汇量很有帮助的微信公众号，叫做单词躲不掉。那这个是全网第一个由北美外教来主讲的单词号，就是每天教你一个最地道的单词，让你非常轻松的这样来提高词汇量。就是从今天开始呢，大家只要在微信搜索关注单词躲不掉，你的词汇量积累的这个道路呢就已经成功一半了。那接下来呢，就是跟着外教每天积累一个单词了。另外呢，单词躲不掉的小伙伴还给大家准备了一份礼物，精选了朗文词典里面最最常用的3000个单词，并且配套了对应的音频和文档。大家只要搜索关注单词躲不掉的微信公众号之后，给他们回复单词两个字，就可以得到这份非常非常超值的学习资料了。再强调一下，微信搜索单词躲不掉就可以找到他们的公众号，在公众号回复单词两个字，就可以得到这份超值的朗文常用3000字的资料。那今年呢，大家可能会发现我们早安英文的团队会更关注在内容创作上，帮助大家解决英语学习路上的每一个难关。那2020年开始了，我们一起加油吧。
好的，正片开始。
This podcast is from Morning English.
Hail a taxi.
Bus schedules tell you what time a bus will stop everywhere.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. So Colin, you don't have a car, do you?
Nope. I have one in Canada, but not here in China.
So why not?
Well, the transportation options are so good here in China compared to Canada and the U.S., that I never felt the need to buy a car in China.
Really? Well, let's talk about transportation for today's podcast.
Sounds good. But before we start, let's give everyone a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Where does Colin drive too fast?
Mm-hmm.
Is it A, Canada, or B, China?
对，今天 Colin 老师呢，在节目一开始啊，就给我们留了一道听力题。Where does Colin drive too fast? OK, 大家带着这道问题来我们今天的这一期节目里面找找这道题的答案吧。我们呢也会把这道题目和这道题目的答案放在我们今天这期节目的笔记里面。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，然后私信回复加油两个字给我们，就可以来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So, since you don't drive a car, how do you get around the city?
I get around the city mainly by scooter.
Scooter?
Yeah, you know, those electric motorcycles.
Ah, yes, scooter. Scooter, S-C-O-O-T-E-R, right?
Yeah.
Scooter. 这是电动车嘛，那种小型摩托车，对吗？
Yeah.
我不是还送你去修过你的电动车吗？So, why did you decide to use one of those...instead of taking the subway or driving a car?
Well, they're really convenient for short trips. It's faster than driving because of all the traffic. With a scooter, you can move around a lot of the traffic jams easily. The subway is very good, but it doesn't always go to the places that I need to go. So riding my scooter is, more efficient.
Yeah, I bet you save a lot of money too.
Yeah, especially paying for parking and not getting tickets for speeding. I can't go fast enough to get caught for speeding here.Also, parking is usually free for scooters.
啊，对 ，Colin 讲到说啊 ，scooter 电动车不太容易因为超速拿到罚单 ，right？
Yeah.
大家看啊，这个单词 speed 是速度 ，right？、
Mm-hmm.
后面加上 ing 变成 speeding， 就变成了超速驾驶、超速行驶。Right？、
Mm-hmm.
OK， 那刚刚 Colin 提到还有一个单词 ticket， 我们今天的这个话题里面出现 ticket 这个词，肯定不是门票的意思吧？
No。 Definitely not. It's an official notice that orders you to pay a fine because you have done something illegal while driving or parking your car.
That's right. Ticket 就是我们、如果交通违章了就是会收到警察的那一个 ticket, 罚单。Right? Mm-hmm. 交警的罚单。比方说、违规停车就会收到 a parking ticket、
mm-hmm.
那如果是超速驾驶就会收到 a speeding ticket. Alright, did you get a lot of speeding tickets in Canada?
Oh yeah, especially when I was younger. I was always driving too fast.
So why do you drive in Canada?
Well, everything is far apart in Canada. For example, the closest grocery store to my house would take an hour to walk to. Taxis are very expensive.、
Mm.
And buses don't run very often.
Oh, well, why not use a scooter in Canada?
Yeah, that's a good question, but I've never actually seen one in Canada.
Oh, true.
In Europe, they're popular, and in、most of Asia, but not where I live in Canada. Also, the weather.
Right.
You know, it snows a lot, so it's not usual to have a scooter or even a motorcycle as a main form of transportation. For 4 or 5 months, there might be snow on the ground.
因为你在加拿大的东岸嘛，所以才有那么大雪。那我们在温哥华真的没怎么见过大雪的。So what do you do when the weather is very cold or raining here?
Well, you know, the cold doesn't bother me. I'm a Canadian. I can dress for that. But in the rain, it just depends on how far I have to go and how heavily it's raining. If it's not far, I will walk, but otherwise I'll hail a taxi or get a Didi.
Ah, did you hail a taxi the same way in Canada as in China?
No, it's a little different. If you want a taxi to stop for you on the street, you need to put your arm straight up over your head and wave it a little. But to hail a taxi here...
You put your arm straight out in front of you and move it up and down, right?
Right.
Okay, 我们刚刚讲到这个词组啊，叫做Hail a taxi. Hail a taxi. Hail a taxi.
Hail, yes.
Yeah, H-A-I-L. Hail a taxi. 就是我们说的打出租车了，招手停 right?、
Mm-hmm.
Hail 这个动词就是专门指的招手打车的意思
Right.、Mm-hmm.
So do you have DD in Canada?
No, but there are similar services like、Uber and Lyft, but they're both much more expensive.
Oh, why?
Well, here in China, there's so many people that it makes all public transport cheaper. Buses、are not really useful outside of the large cities in Canada.
Yeah, they don't come very often, right?
Right.、Mm-hmm. I remember when I first came to China, I asked an English-speaking friend,、
mm-hmm.
where can I get a bus schedule? Well, he didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Bus schedules tell you what time a bus will stop.Everywhere.
Right, because like buses come here every 5 or 10 minutes, so no bus schedule is needed. 在加拿大那个巴士都是按照时间表走的对吧、
right.
Bus schedule 就是他们有一个自己的时间表 timetable、
mm-hmm.
就是、半个小时甚至一个小时才有一班就真的哇很崩溃
You know, I didn't know how fast the buses come here、
mm-hmm.
becauseIn my city in Canada, they come every 2 hours.
Yeah, except for the largest cities,
right? That's right, that's right.
Like that's in Vancouver.、Right. Thank God we're in Vancouver. So every half an hour. But I still can't stand it.
Yeah, well, if you don't know when the bus is coming, you might have to stand in the snow for 2 hours. Or even in Vancouver for half an hour.
Yeah, it's way too cold for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, there's one other reason why I don't want a car here.
Oh, what's that?
Well, in Canada, all my friends and family have cars. But、here, many of my friends don't. So, you know, I would have to spend a lot of time driving them around the city when they need something.
You don't want to help your friends?
Well, not all of them.
Ah, you're terrible.
Well, we're out of time today. But before we go, we want to remind you of today's question.
Yes, where does Colin drive too fast?
Is it A...Canada or
B, China. Yeah, 大家仔细听听我们今天的节目内容，就可以从我们的对话里面找到这道题的答案了。那我们呢，也把这道题的答案放在了我们节目的文字版笔记里面，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，而且记得要在我们的公众号给我们私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Well, thank you everybody for joining us for today's Morning English Podcast. This is Colin.
This is Winter. See you next episode.
See you.
Hail a taxi. Hail a taxi.
To hail a taxi in the morning in the pouring rain. Beth McKenzie sees one just up ahead. She cuts in front of him.